This is Meredith Sisko for the Isles Ark Hills. Here in the heat of a dwindling summer, I keep turning my mind to a phrase I can almost remember, something about the wheels or mills of justice, or the gods, and how they turn or grind slowly but exceedingly fine or small or... Well, you can see it's not that I don't remember, but that I remember too much or too many variations. And now that I've pinned them down, sort of, I realize they were spoken of another subject altogether than the one I was trying to bring up, so let me try to make my way down that road. I was wanting to make a match between how very long it seems to be taking for summer to come to a close, and the history-making hurricane that's been plodding its way up the eastern coast, spending so much fury in the process that it apparently has had to stop and rest every once in a while. That makes me wonder if its behavior has anything to do with its name. Bear with me now. I mean, it used to be that we named all of our hurricanes after women. So we, the generic we, could have fun with them, pointing out the similarities between the hurricane's erratic behavior and the fits of lunacy we attributed to those zany, hysterical, irrational women in our lives. I've always found it curious that the shift from women's name to everybody's name occurred about the same time that psychologists and feminist scholars began pointing out that the attributes pinned to women to prove them incapable of rational thought seemed more often to match the behavior of most, or at least many, men. I mean, it certainly was true in my family. My father, bless his heart, he really made a valiant stab at being the head of the household. Now, don't misunderstand. He was a nice man. It was a good man. But rational, he was not. Every year he would buy a calf, hand-feed it, raise it into a young steer all ready to be supper, and when the time came, he would take it to the sale barn and sell it and buy one he didn't know to go in the freezer. And once, on a very cold morning when our old oil stove started leaking burning oil out of its cracked burn pot and onto the kitchen linoleum, he panicked so thoroughly amid the crisis that when my mother tried to smother the fire with blankets, he carried a burning blanket into the bathroom instead of outside, dropped it in the middle of the floor, and went back to get some more. My mother had to rush in and grab it and take it and the rest of them outside. His most common response to anything going wrong in his and our world was to have a big, loud, noisy, totally irrational fit, while my mother dealt with the crisis and made it go away. You ever know anybody like that? Was that person perhaps male? Well, but we loved him, we took him seriously, and then counted on my mother to calm the storm and help lead him toward reason. And I gotta say, he was not the only guy I saw behaving that way. Which explains, I think, my personal confusion about how all we frail females are, well, frail. I mean, who has the babies, for heaven's sakes? So, as for hurricanes, instead of Katrina, which barreled onshore, tore up everything she could reach, and roared off inland to finish the job, here we have petulant child Dorian, wandering aimlessly, stoking up an ugly mist of indecision and rage, firing wide at Puerto Rico, and then stopping in a pout, undecided about whether to turn or not turn, and grinding the unwary Bahamas into dust while paralyzed with doubt. I tell you, it's enough to make a person start speaking in metaphors. But lest I get caught up in that, let's get back to summer, this one in particular, and how it seems to be just dragging on. It's foolish to complain, of course, especially in light of how unlike a typical Ozark summer it's been. For one thing, it's September, a full month before we should expect any of the rains of autumn, and everything's green. Everything. Farmers near and far are getting second cuttings of hay that are so thick and abundant they're beginning to complain about the extra work. That's just not like us. What is like us, though, is the plans they've been making, most of them, to make this extra forage available to farmers in other regions who have not been so fortunate. Out in the country, we tend to treat abundance with the same respect we have for the lean years. Certainly seeing it as an opportunity for us to get ahead a little bit from the bounty, but also to make an effort to see that others have enough. In hard times, whether a drought or a hurricane, and whether we greet it with calm or in a panic, we always find time to help one another. It's what we do. And in these hills or out on the shores, it's who we are. In fact, I wrote a song about that once, and through the magic of the radio wizards at KSMU, I'll share it with you. You can roll up your sleeves while you're listening and think on what you can do to help our larger family in this, their time of great need.
Grits and gumption, that's what we live on. Somehow we're doing just fine. Hard times, more coming. I've heard it. radio. Hard times make you wanna holler around here. It's all we know. We got good bones and the love of the land, big hearts and smart hands, a fire in the blood and an aching to be